And so you slide to a deep and different place. Things from the waking world are left behind. Even thoughts of body. Visions of your mind. If you inquire of that other world how you are doing, you'll know the body you've left behind there is fine, safe, nestled in private. You're in a place apart where your quieted mind can visualize powerfully, fantasize completely, lose yourself in an escape, in the drifting automatic movement of your subconscious mind for moments after emerging in a new, more peaceful place. You find your footfalls on the safe path carrying you to Lakeside Farm, a farm inhabited by gorgeous women whose milky breasts give forth a restorative, invigorating tonic. Slightly habit-forming though it is. Milk. The most productive of those cowgirls enjoys something of a celebrity status. She does chores, but she isn't really the type to mingle with the other cowgirls. They are notably more corrupted. More lost to lust and the desire to feed their milk to others than Marble normally is. Marble's milk is special. One sip, one drop will make you drop and sink and need to do whatever she says. A submissive euphoria. Extreme. Wonderful. Especially if you drink right from the source. It makes one's whole body a wonderful pleasure tingle. You feel one big constant massage of your mind and body just thinking of what it's like. It is exquisite. And it makes you feel so strong, vital, and good afterward. Quite tempting. In fact, it is difficult to imagine when one would ever turn it down. You approach the fence at the edge of the farm. You see her there, long brown hair down her back, a beautiful, kind face. Her equipment and backpack are leaning against the fence nearby, and she's chopping wood. She has generously curved proportions, hiding what you know to be splendid muscle. Her hair tosses wildly with every long, vigorous, practiced movement. She's easily 6 feet tall, very powerful. She radiates confidence, but also nurturing kindness. The large breasts do add to that image. They bounce in a specially reinforced top with every long swing of the axe. Each of them is truly massive. You probably couldn't cover much of one even if you used both hands. The nipples are hugely pointed and visible through top and bra. When you approach, she looks up and smiles, raising her free hand in salutation, and setting everything else aside in gracious greeting. "Morning. Come help me again?" she asks cheerfully. You remember her breasts got so swollen with milk, and she doesn't like letting people help her. You see those massive breasts, laden with an invigorating tonic that tastes so good, and you want it. You want that sweetness again. She walks up to the fence at the edge of the farm. She leans on it, reaching behind her back. The cowgirl undoes her top. Her huge breasts and womanly form come into full view when the top falls away and her bra with it. The nipples are massive, the expanse of flesh so eye-catching. They're a bit pointed from arousal already. She knows what you're going to do. You're going to drink from her nipples and enjoy the effects. Indeed, the second her huge breasts came into sight, your mind simply went away to a little place inside. Your vision goes slightly hazy, pink around the edges. You want them. You want her. Of course you'll help her relieve her desires. She's just resting her huge breasts on top of the fence. Given how heavy they are, good thing the fence is sturdy. She pushes one forward slightly, holding the massive mammary up in her hand. You see a droplet of her delicious sweet milk at the tip of the nipple. You step toward her. You feel arousal flushing your skin as well beneath your comfortable clothing. Your breathing deepens. She is, of course, gorgeous. And someone who's tasted that milk once tends to want it again. She lets out a moan, deep like a moo. She has cute little cow ears under that mass of brown hair. She is so very tall, but she's leaning her body over to bring her nipples level with your face. It feels so much better and gentler to have you help me. It just feels right. That's what she says. Something primal in her seems to really, really enjoy it when someone drinks from her nipples. They are huge, puffy. You lean forward to the offered nipple, licking slowly. From the second the little droplet of milk that was on the tip touches your tongue, your whole body tingles. A full-body pleasure sensation, impossible to localize, but equally impossible to resist. There is nothing voluntary about the way your mouth then clamps down around her nipple, and you begin to suck. Her milk flows, delicious. No wonder everyone drinks this. There aren't really any normal dairy cows in Marath, so dairy cow modifications suffice, and do they ever. A flow of liquid down your throat becomes a warm burn at the core of your being. You drink deeply, and you feel a bit dazed. You lean toward her, pushing your nose into the soft, pliable flesh of her breast, losing yourself in its warm pushback. She smells of flowers a bit, fresh grass, sweet milk, and she is gorgeous, tall, powerful. Sure, she has cloven hoof feet and furry legs due to her form. That's no problem to you. You wouldn't discriminate, and almost everyone tries transformative substances around here. She moans when you suck harder on her nipple. They are perfect, and the milk makes you aroused and relaxed at once. This is going to be a good day. You feel so good. She announces, "Yes!" and lets out another long, moo-like moan. Her eyes are rolled back. Her tongue is lolling out. She has every sign of such profound pleasure that it is impossible to do anything other than smile, and you find yourself very able to smile where your tongue and lips are servicing her swollen nipple. When you get an idea, you do smile a little wider. Why not make her feel as great as she's making you feel? After all, the tingling inside you grows with every drop of milk. Simple pleasure. You feel closer to her. You press your face into her breast, compressing it somewhat. Open your mouth, wide. She tastes so good. You fasten your lips tightly, creating a seal. You suck your cheeks in to make a pleasant vacuum, your mind a hazy daisy drifting deep mess of pleasure. You suck your cheeks in, and she moans. The milk squirts a little faster. The feeling is thrilling. And when she tosses her head back, and her eyes roll, and the lowing moan escapes her, she runs her hands over the back of your head. That, too, is precisely as it should be. You make wet, lewd, smacking sounds by maintaining the seal around her nipple deliberately with your lips, releasing it, refastening. She moans harder. This must be turning her on. She always gets turned on by this and never really admits it. Of course, you do too. The aphrodisiac arousing effect of the milk is undeniable. So, so sweet. So perfect. Your body is peaceful and calm, and you need to give her pleasure. So when the milk slows down a bit, you simply switch nipples, suck on the other one. But you have an idea. You resist somehow the urge to fully fasten your mouth again. And so you are only lightly stimulating. Bare droplets are coming from this nipple, but you know it is swollen with its contents, its blissful, tempting contents. You resist and resist as your mind begins to gently prod at you to resume sucking. You're drooling with desire, but so is she. She lets out a desperate sound, a moo as she pushes your face into her breast with her strong hands. She needs you to continue. Something about her cowgirl nature seems to give her massive pleasure whenever someone drinks directly from her. And you feel the milk healing your body, making it invigorated. You will be so strong and confident and vital today. But you don't want to let her have it all her own way, so you keep teasing a little. You refrain from fastening your mouth. Just lick again and again across her nipple. She moos, moans, tosses her head back. You tell her her breast is delicious, because it is. She moans and can't seem to get out what she wants to say, until, in response to your half-hearted and bare stimulation, she moans, "Do it, like the other one." She takes a moment before she says, "Please." But you're already obeying, sucking. Disobeying a direct order from her will be tough, with all that milk in your system. It feels good to just let what you have drank influence your mind. Your head moves on its own, pushing against her breast, pushing your nose into the flesh, which is a bit less pliable than the other because it still has its milky cargo. You suck the nipple into your mouth and drink oh so deeply. Now your eyes are rolling back, and drool is running from your mouth down her breast. Now you're both caught up in the ecstatic, white, hot, rutting, primal, animalistic pleasure. You fasten your lips and suck deep, making a vacuum around this nipple the same as you did the other. She's squirming her hips. You can tell by the movement of her body, it isn't like you can see her lower body, given your face is buried in her pliable, perfect breast, and her nipple is pouring delicious, controlling milk into the system of you, robbing your consciousness of its resistance and replacing it with pleasure. But you can work out what's happening to her. She was trying to escape the harshness of the farm's milking machine by asking you for help. But hey, your mouth is still less harsh, but its tenderness is doing other things to her. Besides, no way to think about that right now. The milk is slowing down. The small amount in her this morning is drained into you. She probably went to the milker right before this. After all, she makes far, far more. Enough to fill you up. Leave your stomach bulging and your mind controlled. But instead, she pats you on the head and asks you to cease for now. You're full of her influence, so you stop instantly, even though you'd really like to keep sucking on that magnificent nipple, burying your face in those huge, sweet-smelling breasts. Your vision is slightly blurry. She's standing back to her full height, fastening her shirt back on over wet, glistening nipples. Oh, I have to get back to work. Whitney's out, but she'll be back soon. Come back later, okay? She looks really eager. You can tell from a faint scent she is turned on. As are you. Your body's humming with pleasure just from the air touching it. You feel strong and happy. The only problem is, cowgirls have heightened metabolism. Despite the 2 glasses worth of milk in you, your belly's rumbling. You want something real to eat. So, agreeing to meet up later, you turn and begin walking away. But still the softness haunts your mind. The perfection of those massive breasts is all that's in your head. You return back to camp slowly, but you fail to notice much about the path. Marbles on your mind. At your camp, on a stump near the edge of your land, is a picnic basket with a red checkered cloth on top. So that's where Whitney was. True, you've been helping out around the farm, but when you move the cloth, you find a ton of luscious canine peppers inside. You feel she was probably too generous. There's even a bottle of bee honey and a bottle of marbles milk. You'd recognize it anywhere. Whitney couldn't have known you'd just had some this morning, but the bottle is irresistible. The peppers also look good. You were just getting hungry anyway, and they look to be all shapes and sizes. The variety of flavors will be interesting to explore. It'd be a bit weird for you to just drink the milk right off the bat when all the other food is here. Yeah, you tell yourself you have to have peppers if you're going to have the milk. It was obviously provided to help mute the spice, after all. Sure, too many could morph you into something closer to a canine form, but canine morphs do seem to have a lot of fun. Besides, you've been drinking Marble's milk lately, and you haven't acquired any cowgirl traits. Maybe you're resistant. Seating yourself on the tree stump and picking up a pepper, you pop open the jar full of milk. Bringing it to your lips and taking a gulp, biting the pepper right after so its heat is muted but still present, you let your tongue hang out in the dual pleasure of the transformative pepper and the mind-altering milk mingling and being added to what's already in your system.